I'm always, when I'm sitting there in the chair, if he leaves me a minute, baggage, and there's something there on the little tray, baggage, I pick it up and look at it and play with it. And
he can't leave you alone.
He comes back in, catches me at it. I said, well, I'm just checking this out. He says, go ahead. He don't mind it. My granddaughter was in there with me the other day. And he says, has she seen this? I says, oh, yeah, your son shot her in the mouth the other day. He says, well, that's putting it pretty blunt.
So, why don't you tell me a little bit about your family and how they came to El Paso?
Well, my father was the first one to come to this area. When he got out of the service after World War I, his family had been in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And he come home, nobody home. And he started asking around the neighbors, and oh yeah, they headed for Texas yesterday. So he hustled around and caught up with them. Let's see now, what relation would he be? My grandmother's brother, I guess it was. He was kind of the patriarch, or whatever you want to call it, of the family. Whatever he wanted to do, well, the rest of them followed. Mm-hmm. And so I guess he heard about land. You see, it was about that time that Elephant Butte Dam had been put in, and land was being put into cultivation in this area. Mm-hmm. And so that's how my father come down here. He farmed with his, I guess it was his uncle, for a few years before he got out on his own. And then he went back and married my mother in Colorado, and they came out here. At that time, there was a railroad stop. Depot at Vinton, which is just across here on to the railroad. Their train ride from La Junta, Colorado to here was their wedding trip, honeymoon. Whatever.
Some honeymoon.
Right. But that's what it was.
My cousin just got married last week, and they also took a train ride for their honeymoon.
Well, you know, if you get a roommate, why, it can be very interesting depending on where you're going. You've got windows to look out of. You've got your own privacy. You've got pretty near everything you need. So
just a little bumpy, I think.
Well, yes, it could be.
I guess you get used to it after a while, like a boat.